Umnumzana Tsvangirai owayeyinhloko kahulumende uManyano utsho la mazwi embikweni wakhe wokugqiba umnyaka lokufisela uZulu ikhisimusi enhle emhlanganweni lentathela izindaba emahhofisini akhe eHarvester House eHarare lamhla. Ubeke uhulumende weZANU-PF umlando wokungazi ukuba kuthiweni ukuziqeda indubo ilizwe elibhekane lazo kundaba zokuthuthukiswa komnotho. Utsvangirai uthi udubo yikuba uhulumende okhona akakhethwanga ngabantu njalo engelalo icebo lokuba uzakwenza njani ukuziqeda inkinga ezibhekane lelizwe kundaba zomnotho. Athi kulakho kubangela ukuba umumo wezinto elizweni ubuyele kusibanga lapho kade ukiso ngomnyaka ka-2008 uhulumende uManyano engakabi khona ikakhulu nxa izulu lingasananga kuhle.
Companies are closing. The country has lost 1 billion soon after the elections due to the crisis of confidence in the government. The last time we heard was that this government is prone to raiding people's accounts. I hope they won't do it this time. In the space of 4 weeks from September to October, 9 companies went into liquidation and 12 are placed under judicial management. On housing, there is no plan at all to provide housing to people.
Uveze njalo uTsvangirai ukuba waphatheka kukhetho luka 31 Ntulikazi ngoba kuyiyona ndlela kuphela yokuphikisa ibandla leZANU-PF lanxa ibandla lakhe belisazimhlophe ukuba belungayi kuqhutshwa ngendlela.
The mood and the momentum that had been built in this country was certainly pointing to an undisputed victory for the MDC. And can you imagine if I had stood up on that day and said, because of the information we have, we cannot proceed with this election. The MDC cannot be part of the fraud and again part of the deceit of the people. What would the people say? The people would have said we have chickened out. People would have accused us of selling out. So I have no regrets.
Kunenge obekusenzakala kulolu daba lokuqilibezela kwebandla leZANU-PF ngoba befuna ukuthola amandla ngayo yonke indlela ngaphandle kokusetshenziswa kwenkampani yeNikhuvu, kuveze uTsvangirai.
It was a military operation. Now, were we aware of the extent of the military operation, perhaps we were aware of Nikuv's role in the voters' role, but that was not all. Were we aware that there was a high command, an operational command run by the military? No. We were aware of the role of Nikuv as far as voters' roles were concerned. But the voters' role was not the only contributing factor. So I want to say that this was a military operation. Even some of the ZANU-PF people were not even aware of the extent of militarization of the whole operation.
Uthabe bandla lakhe ikhona bezakhulumisana lenkokheli ezibalisa ezenhlanganiso ezinjenge African Union kanye leSADC emizameni yabo yokuqondiswa kokhetho ukuze liqhutshwe ngendlela angene uhulumende oqobo oqakathekisa izifiso zikaZulu.
When SADC and AU concluded that this was a free and fair election and we are going to endorse it, it was in the absence of the real information. They were endorsing something that they didn't know. They only saw people voting peacefully and concluded that all was well. Now the question is that we want to show them the futility of endorsing a very critical election like Zimbabwe election. If they proceed in spite of the information, that's their choice. But as far as I'm concerned, we will have to go on the campaign to make sure that the issue of a stolen election does not die.
Abebandla lakhe uthi kabayikubuyela emuva kuzinqumo ezenziwe ngesikhathi ibunjwa iMDC ngomnyaka ka-1999 ukuletha uhulumende wentando kaZulu elizweni. Uthi bona kabalani lokukhulunywa ngabeZANU-PF ukuba banqobe kulolu khetho ngoba lokhe besehluleka ukuzigcwalisa izithembiso ezenziwe yileli bandla kuZulu ngesikhathi likhankasela lolu khetho. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingu Mavis Gama.